Multiple sclerosis affects more than 23,000 Australians. It appears to strike at random, but a medical breakthrough in Queensland could hold the key to preventing its development in those of us most susceptible to this disease. Dr. Michael Pender is Professor of Medicine at the University of Queensland. He has a decade-old theory about the cause of MS, which has now been tested on a patient. And the results, early though it is, are startling. Dr. Michael Pender joins us now from Brisbane. Michael Pender, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
You were the first to write up the idea of a link between the MS, the virus that causes glandular fever, rather, which is the Epstein-Barr virus, and multiple sclerosis. Can you just explain to us briefly, in layman's terms, really, what that link is, according to your theory?
Yes. Now, I'm not the first person to suggest a link between Epstein-Barr virus and multiple sclerosis. That suggestion has been around for close on 30 years.
I beg your pardon.
That's all right. Yeah, but in 2003, I proposed a new theory that EBV causes human chronic autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis and like rheumatoid arthritis by infecting the B cells. They're the cells that make antibodies, infecting cells particularly that make antibodies against, in the case of MS, the brain, and that those B cells lodge in the brain and allow an immune attack to develop in the brain onto the brain.
In other words, that Epstein-Barr virus makes a certain individuals who are infected by it vulnerable to an onset of MS.
And that, and also part of the theory was that this occurs as a result of impaired immune control of the virus in people with predisposed to MS.
So does that lead you to the conclusion, which is where this test comes in, that if you can improve that immune control within the body, you can build up a shield against MS or wind back the impact of MS that's already people are already afflicted by?
Yes. That was a prediction of the theory, which was that this treatment, which we've just used, would be beneficial in multiple sclerosis by doing just that.
So can you describe for us the treatment then, which you've just used?
Yes. We collect about 400 mils of blood from the patient. Then the blood is grown in the laboratory at the QIMR, Berghofer Medical Research Institute, with an EBV vaccine, and what this for about 4 weeks, and this retrains the T cells, the cells that control the virus, retrains them, makes them more potent, increases the number, and then we simply give the patient back the cells by injection into the vein about 6 weeks later, and we believe those cells then go into the brain. And because they are more, they're retrained killer cells, ready to act, they go in and we believe they're killing these cells infected by the Epstein-Barr virus in the brain, which is then, we hope, halting the progression of the disease and allowing some recovery of function.
Okay, so I notice you're using words like hope there. You actually have tried this process with one patient, Gary Allen, who's in a wheelchair, has had progressive MS for some time. That's the degenerative condition. How did it have an impact? Did it have an impact on Gary Allen?
Yes, it's had a huge impact. Gary has said that it is impossible to overstate the benefit for his life. It's had one of the major problems in people with MS is a very debilitating fatigue, and this has been greatly improved. His cognition is improved. His use of his left hand has improved. His productivity at work has increased enormously. There's been a reduction in painful spasms in his lower limbs, and there has been increased, for the first time in 6 years, there has been increased movement of his legs.
And how long has that improvement been occurring now since he was re-injected with his blood?
It's just over 52 weeks, just over a year since the first injection of cells, which was on the 22nd of January 2013. And within 2 weeks, he started to show some improvement, which has continued up to the present time. and he is still sustaining that improvement.
And just to be clear, Michael Pender, is this notion, this has been tried on Gary Allen, as we said, who was already suffering from progressive MS. Do you think your theory would work on people who haven't really been terribly affected at the very early stages of the disease, to wipe it out altogether, or indeed as some kind of vaccine process to prevent people getting it?
Well, I believe, and this is in my original theory, and I still believe it, and I think the evidence is increasing to support it, that this treatment will work at all stages of MS. But further, a lot more research is needed to make sure that it's safe at different people at different stages of the disease, and this was a major issue with our patient Gary, our concern about the safety of it, but it turned out to be completely safe in his case. So we have to look at the safety and effectiveness across the whole spectrum of MS. As far as a vaccine, well, my colleague Professor Rajiv Chakana at the QIMR Berghofer Medical Research Institute in Brisbane developed this new vaccine for EBV, and in fact to treat EBV-related malignancies, and he's been successfully using that.
Just finally, Michael Pender, what sort of support or interest are you getting for this work and this result you've had with Gary Allen here from research foundations, others working in the MS area, and are there plans for a clinical trial?
Yes, getting enormous interest. I've just received an email from one of the pioneers in this field of the link between EBV and MS, Professor Alberto Ascirio from Harvard. I got the email congratulating me, and there's a lot of interest throughout the world. Would like very much, we believe the next step is a clinical trial for which we will need $400,000.
Michael Pender, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast.
Thank you, Fran.
Professor Michael Pender is Director of the Multiple Sclerosis Research Centre at the University of Queensland, talking about that research promising so far in these very early stages. And if you'd like to read more about that research, we'll put the link to it on our website. It's 8:22.